I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At the end of the last segment, we challenged you. Give us a fact that will blow your mind. And then, related to the last segment, my mind was blown. Someone wrote in and said, you know that leg of the starfish that you had in your aquarium that was walking around? They can regenerate a body. Like, Steve, like what you were thinking. I thought the body can regenerate legs, which that's a fact. But no, so then I looked it up. Yes, they can regenerate a body. And then I read that some people who keep aquariums will scalpel their starfish in half in order to have more starfish. And that seems like the cruelest GD thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless you find out that they don't have any nerves at all and can't feel anything, that seems really
awful.
But
how would we know?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, like, that used to be a myth when I was a kid. Like, fish don't feel pain, so you don't have to feel bad about fishing. Yeah. I don't think that's. How would we know? Because they never asked for Tylenol?
That's a good way to find out. Yeah.
That must be it. So, but probably. No, we'll start with some space ones. John is in Nashville. John, start us off. Give us a space one.
Good morning. Free beer and minions. Space is not empty. It even can be, in certain circumstances, bent back on itself. It has particles in it. Parts per million in size, but they can be weighed. This is all out there. So most people think space is just an empty place.
Okay.
No, it's full of gravity wells. We're in the middle of a gravity well in our planet, which is in a gravity well on the sun, which is in a gravity well to the center of the universe, our center of the Milky Way. And it's traveling at a speed that says, wait a minute, you can't do that. At that speed, is the outside of this, or in the spot that you are in, our distance from the center of the universe, for example, without there being a substrate that goes all the way out to this planet. That.
Uh-oh.
You're using words too big for me to follow along.
So,
I'm sorry,
substrate. If the universe.
Most people have space just absolutely wrong.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely
I'm
true.
Sure.
I agree with that. I mean, what?
It's even the wrong name. It's space-time, which replaced ether back in the turn of the 19th century. Or
so
20th
it used
century.
To be. It used to be filled with ether, and then we put some space and time in there?
We quit calling it ether because by the definition of ether, it was absolutely empty. And then we learned that there are things that are in there. Even in the cosmic foam, little pieces or components of atoms get created out of nothing. And disappear the same way. So it's a really weird place.
The universe is constantly expanding. That's the theory, right?
That's another one, right.
What is in the space where the universe is not right now?
Nothing. Nothing that can be proved.
Well, no,
when you're
not
talking
proof.
About the universe, you're talking about billions and billions of galaxies, you know?
Right.
You can't get outside it.
The concept of it goes on forever is impossible for me to wrap my mind around.
I know. Like, yeah, it is.
It's impossible. Like, thank you. Like, thank you, John.
It feels like everything needs a beginning and an ending, or start and a finish. And it's like, what?
This one
maybe
says,
maybe that's where all the Hottentots went.
Could be. There is a neutron star with a mass similar to our sun, but it's only about 30 kilometers across. So that's our, so it's pretty, pretty massive, obviously.
Well, it's that's pretty small, 30 kilometers.
But it has this a mass similar to the sun, so it's very, very dense.
Okay.
But it's spinning at 43,000 RPM. So that little tiny planet that weighs the same as the sun in mass is spinning 716 times a second.
Oh, my Ooh. Gosh. That's a real high RPM.
The surface is moving at a quarter of the speed of light. How does it, and this person says, how can it possibly spin that fast without spinning into pieces?
It's so dense.
Yeah. Gravity holds it on. Wild.
This is Javier in Buffalo. Hello, Javier.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Good. Blow our mind with a fact.
All right, so do you guys know how many stomachs a goat has?
I would guess one, but I have no idea.
11.
You're right with one, but that one stomach has four stomach chambers, which allow them to digest pretty much anything, which is why they're stereotypically like known for or just eating anything.
So what are the different chambers? Is there like a little person with a velvet rope who says, you're too ugly for the first chamber?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know, but like how we have one stomach with one chamber,
yeah.
I'm assuming it's like one bigger stomach with like four separate rooms.
Okay.
Like I'm assuming there's a VIP room and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. There's the gold room and then there's the they didn't pay their bills room. So thank you, Javier. Right?
I wish I could eat poison ivy like a goat.
You could. You're just not going to
I think I'd be very
be happy
sad
with your
if
life
I did that.
For a
yeah,
long time.
I think it would be very bad.
Dustin in Nashville, will you blow our mind, please?
I certainly will. Did you know that giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people?
It does make sense.
I mean, yeah, they are significantly taller.
Yeah,
bummer for the giraffe.
Higher up,
oh, that
yeah.
would suck.
All that extra danger and none of the thrills. You ever see a giraffe on a roller coaster or in a drag race car? No, they're a boring life. They eat leaves.
Yeah, so. the best part of their life is eating lettuce.
And then hoping you don't get hit by lightning. Oh, there goes another one. Sorry, Fred.
I don't want to seem like weird, but I kind of would like to see a giraffe be struck by lightning. Am I the only one? I mean, now that
if
that
there
image
was a
is
video,
in my head.
Yes, you are, Hot Wings.
Like,
if there was a video of that, you would get your pain boner that you get, and the rest of us would avert our eyes.
You know, like, I like to think that it would be okay. Like, a lot of people that get struck by lightning end up okay. It does happen. I mean, I think if the lightning went in the top and came out their ass, it'd
you know
be
what?
Funny.
I would pay to see one try to jump a car coming at it at the fair.
Yes!
Like, if cool. a giraffe was running and you just started driving a car at it, like those stunt shows, and then it was going to jump over it, I would pay to see that, because that would be amazing.
You know how they got
and
those...
if it happened to get struck by lightning then, fine, I'm already in the grandstand.
You know how they got those little horns at the top of their head? Do you think it would be like a Jacob's Ladder?
That would be amazing. Like, I'm coming around.
Yeah.
We got to get more giraffes out in the lightning.
We got to.
This is a number that has not been picked up yet. I grabbed the wrong one. Hello. Whoa. Hi, Chris. Clear that throat. We're ready. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all good.
All right. So if Earth's 4.5 billion year old history were just condensed into 24 hours, you know, starting at 12 a.m.
Yeah. Okay.
Dinosaurs would show up at 10:24 p.m. They'd be gone by 11:41 p.m. Humans would show up at 11:58, and all of recorded human history would be the last 3 seconds.
Wow. The last 3 seconds.
That hurts my head a little bit.
Wow.
That's
I like putting it on a timeline like
yeah.
a clock.
I had a teacher who said that. Referred to geologic time and used it as a year. But he said, I think it was probably the same idea, just even less time at the end. Thank you, Chris. Well done.
If you had a time machine, would you go back to, like, if you were able to go back in time for, like, 3 seconds
yeah.
to any point in time?
3 seconds?
Yeah, so, like, you could go back, be like, boom! boom, dinosaurs, holy crap. And then immediately zap.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I know a lot about this, about time travel, because we've recently watched all three Back to the Future movies.
Oh, good.
So I think if you go back to dinosaurs, I don't think that's a big deal unless you put a tear in the space-time continuum. Or, as we used to call it, the ether continuum.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But you just want to go for a couple of seconds.
I want to go longer than 3 seconds, though.
Yeah, but what if you end up, like, you're sitting there and there's a dinosaur right above you and it's just getting ready to eat something next to you, and then it's like, ooh, look at that guy.
But what
if you're only there for a couple seconds, chances are you'll be able to escape.
But you know how it is, like when you go to the zoo and the lions and tigers are always asleep in their cage or whatever, mm-hmm. all the good stuff. I'd end up going there and it'd be like, all the dinosaurs are sleeping right now. Sorry, there's your one chance.
But what if you go back and the air is so toxic that you can't breathe it?
Mm. Oh, well, that's a pretty reasonable point you've made. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that.
It'd be kind of a bummer.
This is Rod in Nashville. Hello, Rod.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
Good, how are you? Good. Do you have a fact that will blow our mind?
I'm pretty sure I do.
What is it?
Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas and 2 uteruses.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
How many do the males have?
It depends on which way they identify.
Okay.
I see, okay.
And why do they have, 3 vaginas and 2 uteruses? I'm not sure. I assume the 2 uteruses are so that obviously they can have more babies while one's in the pouch. The other one can be in the gestation period.
Yep.
What is the bonus vagina for? Just for fun?
Yeah, probably.
Just for funsies?
No, I guess it's, when one's working, I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know. I got to learn more.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Well, when you get a chance, ask your lover.
Boom.
Yeah.
Are you saying his lover's a kangaroo?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Is that a takeoff of my lifelong favorite pig joke?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this was I learned this in college. I don't even know if it's true, but you ask someone, Maitland, did you know a pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes? And if they say yes, your answer is, wow, you're a sensitive lover. And if they say no, well, then you're a selfish lover.
Oh.
Either way, you're saying you had sex with a pig.
Right. That's a good joke.
It's so stupid.
It's fun.
And I've been loving it for years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's go back to these phones.
Okay.
Hi, Chandler in Lansing. Welcome.
Hello.
Chandler, blow our mind with something.
So in Lake Superior, it's so massive and deep, you could take all the water and cover all of North America in 1 foot of water.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's that deep?
I've heard of that before.
A foot?
The amount, the volume.
A whole foot.
And I've heard, isn't it, you could put all 4 of the other lakes inside Lake Superior, right?
Yes.
That one's so much more deep. Thank you, Chandler.
It's could there fast. Be any more water? The Chandler joke. Please laugh.
Could there be any more water? This one.
That's a Chandler joke.
Did you think of that because his name was Chandler?
Yes. Watch Friends.
She woke up this morning thinking, I'm going to have a Chandler joke. It turned out that we just had a caller named Chandler.
Maitland's kooky. Might want to pigeonhole something in there. Wedge it in.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.